This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has announced that a long-anticipated counteroffensive is taking place in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made the claims at a joint news conference in Kyiv alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Zelensky's comments were in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier that Ukraine's counteroffensive had started and that Ukrainian forces were taking significant losses. Zelensky also told reporters that he was in touch with many commanders on the ground. "Everyone is positive," he claimed, adding, "Pass this on to Putin." I'm Karen Chamas.
At that same news conference alongside Zelensky, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the collapse of the dam in Ukraine is a direct consequence of Russia's attack.
"We've all seen the devastation caused by the collapse of the dam at the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant in Kherson region this week. This was a direct consequence of Russia's war, and it is devastating for thousands upon thousands of people. To help with the response today, I'm announcing $10 million in new funding and will be redirecting $37.5 million of Canada's currently allocated humanitarian assistance for Ukraine to respond to this flood."
The Kurdish-led authority in northeast Syria says hundreds of fighters with the Islamic State group held in prisons around the region will be put on trial after their home countries refuse to repatriate them. Saturday's statement from the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria called on the United Nations, international rights groups, and local organizations to help facilitate the trials. It did not say when or where the trials would be held. This is VOA News. The European Union is ready to mobilize up to 900 million euros to support Tunisia's economy, plus an immediate additional 150 million euros in budget support once necessary agreement is found, EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen said on Sunday. The EU was also ready to provide Tunisia with 100 million euros for border management, search and rescue, anti-smuggling measures, and returns to address the migration issue, she said during a visit to Tunisia. June 28th marks the fifth anniversary of the worst attack on media inside the U.S., when a gunman opened fire in the Capital Gazette newsroom, killing five. The events of that day left an indelible mark on the journalist who survived. VOA's Christina Caicedo Smith has the story from Annapolis, Maryland.
It was an act of violence that took the lives of five staff at Annapolis newspaper, the Capital Gazette, and changed the lives of those who survived, including photojournalist Paul Gillespie.
"And I'm sitting at my computer, and I heard a loud crash."
Amid the chaos, journalists from the Gazette gathered in the back of a colleague's truck and started writing. In July 2021, the shooter, who said he was upset at the newspaper's coverage of him, was found criminally responsible. He will serve life in prison for the murders. But for Gillespie, the memories of that day are still vivid.
"And when I'm feeling really bad, it feels like I'm just waiting to die, waiting for what should have happened to me that day to, you know, catch up to me."
The Dart Center for Journalism and Trauma at New York's Columbia University says that 80% of reporters have been exposed to work-related traumatic events. And groups like the U.S. Press Freedom Tracker record hundreds of assaults and threats against media. Christina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News, Annapolis.
Ted Kaczynski, the Harvard-educated mathematician known as the Unabomber, has died in federal prison at the age of 81. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Bureau of Prison says Ted Kaczynski was found dead around 8 a.m. Saturday in his cell at a federal prison medical facility in North Carolina. He'd been moved there after spending two decades in a Colorado supermax. Kaczynski was serving life for a bombing campaign from 1978 until 1995 that targeted scientists. He pleaded guilty to setting 16 explosives that killed three people and injured 23 others. Kaczynski was caught after his brother turned him in. He recognized him when the Washington Post and the New York Times published his manifesto. I'm Julie Walker.
Thick smoke and air from Canada wildfires made for days of misery in New York City and across the U.S. this week. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.